This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome one and all to the FUBAR Radio Rock Show with me, Joel Dommett.
Hello, and me, Ed Gamble. That was Mudvayne not falling.
My choice.
Joel's choice. If you listened last week to the first ever FUBAR Rock Show, you'll know that we choose songs and we sort of go song for song, don't we, mate?
We do. We go head to head.
We're
like Deadlock on the X Factor.
Last week, we opened with a Deftones song, mm-hmm. Swerve City, which we both like.
Yeah. I mean, we went in and we were bloody excited about it.
Now, Mudvayne, I've never got... That is honestly the first time I've heard a Mudvayne song all the way through. Because they are one of the few post-Slipknot bands. Just the sort of painted face nonsense.
Yeah, do you remember that they went to the MTV Movie Awards in white suits and with blood on their faces?
Did they?
Legendarily, yeah. If you Google it now, we'll tweet it on at FUBAR Radio if anyone wants to... That was how popular they became.
That was their rock and roll moment, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they
brilliant.
Went. Do you remember those moments where, like, Slipknot went to the Grammys?
I remember, I tell you what I remember about Slipknot. I mean, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show,
We've got loads
of
great stuff coming up. We've got all the fantastic features we established last week.
Yep.
Such as What Metal.
What Metal.
Where, actually, this week, you're going to be blindfolded, Joel.
Is it me? Is it swapped over?
We've swapped over.
This
you're going
exciting.
To have to work out what genre of metal is being played, whilst you also work out what type of metal I am bashing.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
I mean, it's an incredible feature with an incredible name.
We're also going to play I Beg Your Pardon, where we play a song with unintelligible lyrics, and you try and work out what's happening. It's a lot of you this week, Joel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect. I know I'm sure my mum will be listening, and that's perfect for her too.
So Slipknot, I remember seeing them, big moment for me was seeing them on TFI Friday.
I never saw that.
They played Wait and Bleed on TFI Friday. Okay. I recorded it on videotape. I watched it go out live, obviously. And then I recorded it on videotape, and then I watched it back three times immediately. That's how excited I was. Because this was after the first album. This was early Slipknot. And then my friend Max Campbell came from around the corner, and we watched it again.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, Slipknot were great. I went to see them in Cardiff with some people that I worked with in Virgin Megastores.
I mean, Virgin Megastores is enough to sort of date that story, really, isn't it? Mudvayne I've never got on board with. But I feel like, having heard that, I feel like Mudvayne would have been a better band if they didn't wear all that shit on their face.
Yeah, that's probably true. He just had a really long beard, didn't he?
No, but they had paint on their face and stuff,
right? And he had blue hair, and he painted his face like silver. Very different colours.
They all painted themselves.
Yeah. What I like about it is the level of commitment. You know, Slipknot, just pop a mask on, innit? Like, you know, when we go do stand-up comedy, we don't need anything.
I wear a mask.
I mean, he wears a mask.
I wear a mask, and I wear secret pants.
And is this a mask now? Underneath, do you look like...
Well,
I'm
a child. I'm a four-year-old girl child. I am. I've got a mask on, and I'm wearing fake legs.
Been in some very uncomfortable positions.
I wear secret pants as well. Do you ever do that? Do you ever wear... sometimes if I'm having a bad gig, I think I'm wearing pants that they don't know about. Like, I'm wearing, like, He-Man pants or something. I think you may not like my comedy, but I've got a secret that you'll never know.
No, what happens with me is I have a bad gig, and then I go, oh, that was the fault of the pants. And I'll never wear those pants again.
Yeah.
It's a true fact. I won't. If I have a bad gig,
me,
I'll blame on pants.
You must have bought a lot of pants. Joel has been through every single pant shop in London.
Loads of pants.
You told me you had a bad gig last night. You told me you were homophobic last night by accident.
Yeah, I didn't. Right, there's bits, must say, which absolutely are not homophobic in any way. But as soon as you're having a bad gig, people think that you're being homophobic. Because when people don't laugh at jokes, they suddenly seem homophobic.
Yeah. It's when people aren't laughing at that bit where you burn an effigy of David Furnish that...
Oh, I love a bit of David Furnish. It's basically a bit about me just seeing two gay people kissing and loving it. But because they weren't laughing, I think I over-egged the amount of how much I loved seeing them kiss.
So it seemed like you were taking the piss.
It seemed like I maybe had a problem with it.
Well, you're in good company because yesterday I couldn't make it to my regular show yesterday on FUBAR with the wonderful Ray Peacock because I had a hospital appointment, boring diabetes hospital appointment.
I mean, there's nothing boring about diabetes.
Well, if you've got it, it's pretty boring.
Oh.
Pretty I know it's exciting for you and it's all exotic. You can go, look at that guy.
Syringes.
Shooting up.
I'll tell you this story, right?
Go on.
My cat had diabetes, right? So at one point...
I love that. I've had that before where I've said I'm diabetic and someone's gone, oh, my cat had that. As if they're somehow making some sort of emotional connection with me. Oh, my cat had that.
Oh, actually, I don't care about you, but my cat...
I'm just going for a shit. My cat does that. Do you do it on a little mat?
Oh, do it in a little box.
Yeah.
A little box that doesn't do smellsies. Right, so we took my cat to the doctor because it was just sort of just moping around a bit.
Yeah.
And I assume that's what you did before you found out that you had diabetes.
Yeah,
just moped a lot.
Yeah, just sort of licking my genitals. Just roaming around, bringing in dead birds as presents
to
my
mum. Exactly, they're like, I think that's the classic diabetes. Yeah. He's brought in a dead bird. He's either Alice Cooper or...
I'll tell you what, Ed's brought in a dead bird. He's either type 1 diabetic or he's a cat. I'm not sure which one it is.
It could be both.
Yeah, well, no, luckily insulin injections stop me sort of having too many troubles diabetes-wise and also stop me fully becoming a cat.
Yeah.
But carry on, what did you do, what did you do with your cat?
Right, we took him to the vets and they were like, he's got diabetes.
Yeah.
You're now going to have to inject him every day to stop him from being diabetic or whatever it is. And
Concentrating, whatever it is, guys.
And so basically then they give us like this bag of syringes, then we had to keep going back to the vets to get these syringes, and then it became really expensive.
Yeah. Just kill the cat.
And then it was just like really annoying. And also he obviously hated it. Who wants to be sort of syringed in the mornings?
Yeah.
Right? Nobody wants that. And so we had to catch the cat every morning. Stick a needle in his neck, but then like, and he was squirming, holding him, trying to put, and then it became like after about a month or so, his sort of skin became really tough around where we were supposed to do it, so it was just really hard to get the needle in. You kept on breaking needles and stuff, and it just became so hard. We did this for about 2 years.
Yeah,
2 years of doing it. It was just such an annoyance every morning, and then they were also telling us like, oh, you know, he definitely needs this, otherwise he will die, and then. And then my parents went on holiday and we'd run out of insulin. And we were like, look, this is such a pain. Let's just stop. Let's just stop doing it and see what happens. Let's just stop.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Just stop and see
what happens.
See what
happens. Right. Little experiment.
They went away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it, the insulin stuff.
Yeah.
And then the cat just seemed fine.
Yeah.
And I got back after 2 weeks. Bit, and then we just kind of like, well, he seems fine. Let's see what happens. Again, another month passed. Cat was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Took him back to the vets, and the vet went, oh, yeah, he doesn't have diabetes.
What?
Didn't have diabetes.
You were just injecting your cat with insulin for 2 years.
Yes, mate.
That cat must have felt fucking awful. I don't know. I mean, I obviously inject insulin every day, and occasionally I'll inject too much or something if I'm estimating my food intake. But I don't feel good, right? If I was just injecting insulin just randomly...
What is insulin?
What is insulin?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, this isn't a question I was expecting.
What
I don't
is
know
it?
The proper full term. But it will... Your pancreas releases insulin.
Uh-huh.
So if you eat, then your blood glucose levels will start to go up, but your pancreas will release insulin to counterbalance that. Welcome to the rock show on FUBAR. to counterbalance that. But also your liver will release glucose if your blood sugar is too low. So your body, Joel, is a finely tuned machine.
Yes, it is.
Keeping yourself in check when you eat your little snacks, your little yogurt-covered things that you were having earlier when we met up. I got shouted at for having my little snack, didn't I?
Yeah.
I had some peanuts.
Right. Now, you can disagree with me on this, FUBAR Radio. This might be on, you might be listening to this on the repeat, in which case it might be fairly late. But right now, it is just past 1 o'clock. I met Ed probably half past the midday.
Yeah, around
there. And he had peanuts. Too early for peanuts.
I had a lovely bowl of dry roasted peanuts.
You can't have peanuts in the daytime. I would have a beer before I'd have peanuts.
Well, you're mad. I agree that peanuts go well with a lovely beer.
Yeah.
But... you would have thought it was better if I'd rocked up to our meeting before the radio show and had a pint. You'd be okay with that, would you?
I mean, I'd be like, well, you know what? It's the rock show. He's getting involved.
Yeah. All right, that is rock and roll behaviour. But it's quite rock and roll. Fuck your rules, man. Fuck your rules. You're saying, oh, I'm the man. I'm the man. You can't have peanuts before 4 p.m. And I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you. I'm going to eat these peanuts and I'm going to eat loads of peanuts and I'm going to do a big peanutty shit write in your rule book, and then I'm going to slam the rule book
in your litter tray.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you do some insulin.
Yeah, before you inject your cat for no fucking reason.